Attention Deficit Disorder Theater Productions Limited, the people that brought you Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Home Alone 3, Kevin's Chronic Loneliness Disorder, and Home Alone 4. Kevin falls in love with his therapist. In association with Murder Hornet Media, along with Kraken Quarantine Films and Hoarded Toilet Paper Entertainment, present the socially distanced KISW players in a non-union presentation of Home Alone 2020. Quarantine together. With narration by a guy that sounds a lot like Morgan.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
You're not Morgan Freeman, but you
see, I should have been in one of those movies. But I was too busy.
Okay.
I've been in 785 movies.
All right.
Happy holidays.
You gonna eat that?
No.
Awesome. Let's move on, shall we?
Our story begins in December 2020. Kevin and Kevin have been stuck at home, alone, together, since March.
When was the last time you washed those sweats?
Smell is so bad, I can taste it in the air. It tastes like blue cheese, smoked pork, and hot trash.
Hey, these are my good luck sweats. I've been wearing them since the shutdown.
Do I need to tell you they're not working?
You see, you can't stay inside forever. These walls are funny. First, you hate them. Then you get used to them. Enough time passes, you get so you depend on them. That's institutionalized. Great. Now I want a Pepsi.
Delivery guys here. Cue up the VCR.
One of you ladies order a pizza.
I believe I ordered extra sausage. This looks like rice and butter on white toast.
It's my specialty.
Wrong tape. Sorry.
You, Kevin?
One of them. Who wants to know?
I got a hero platter, extra large pineapple pizza, wings, and a Diet Coke.
Darn. All I wanted was a Pepsi.
That's $74.50.
Here's $75. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Kevin!
Yeah, Kevin?
Look out the window! It's old Coach Ted. You know I can hear you, right?
Oh, yeah. They call him the Seattle Shovel Slayer.
Slayer! I'm literally right here.
He just walks up and down the street with that trash can full of salt and a shovel, clearing the sidewalks. Weird.
Ever occur to you two that I'm just a nice person? Being nice is cool. Being nice is how you get that W.
No way. You look dead inside and old on the outside.
That's cool. I'm keeping it positive. That's how you get ahead, son.
Like old fruit with a leather husk.
Just like the old pigskin champ, Coach Ted is out here doing everyone a solid. You know, kicking that goal, making that touchdown.
Nah, that's weird.
Boys, you gotta eat right and work hard if you want that championship ring. Don't forget to breathe. You gotta breathe.
Whatever, man. I bet there's dead bodies in that trash can of salt.
Definitely where he keeps the bodies.
As if 2020 had not presented enough in the way of challenges, danger lurked just outside in a 1982 Dodge van. Teardrop window. Airbrushed wizard riding a hornet on the side.
That's the house, Harry.
Easier than getting laid with $100 in your mandible.
They're so rich. They buy a new boat every time the old one gets wet.
If Rich was ugly, they'd be a bucket of old buttholes.
If Rich was fine, they'd be frog hairs.
If Rich was hot, they'd be whores in the church.
They got pots to in and windows to throw them out of.
Just a couple of cabins in there.
Dumber than a sack of anvils.
Like a couple of football bats.
Soft. Like an unconscious wet squirrel.
What?
What?
Let's check around the back.
Careful. It's slicker than snot on a doorknob out here.
Colder than a well digger's ass.
We're calling the cops.
Yeah, hi. This is Sergeant Balzac.
Laugh if you want. But the guy in the movie really was named Larry Balzac. Missed that when you were a kid, didn't you? Go ahead. Look it up. I'll wait.
Did you say Harry?
No, sir. Larry, not Harry. Sergeant Larry Balzac.
What's your partner's name? Shaft.
Yeah. What's so funny?
Meanwhile, the murder hornets slid out of there quicker than sh** through a goose.
We'll come back tomorrow. Let's go to the bar and get buzzed.
But, unfortunately, all the bars were closed.
Damn it, son of a bitch.
Turn on the radio.
Coming up, murder hornets terrorized local residents.
Plus, how a three-legged puppy with mange ran the entire Iditarod and won. Here's a hint. It was on Adderall.
But first, this.
Brought to you by KY Warming Gel. Hard, cold days toiling away in the toy factory. Call for long, hot nights with KY Warming Gel. KY? Because your genitals are dry.
Listening to the radio.
We need to stop Murder Hornet Marv and Murder Hornet Harry, and it looks like we're on our own.
I know. We'll use this.
No, not the...
Yep.
The out-of-print KISW Book of Booby Traps. Boobies. First edition, you know, before they made it family-friendly.
We've got work to do. Those douche-waffle murder hornets will be back tonight at 9.
We still have to Zoom with Aunt Karen tonight.
Do we have to?
You know she's been stuck on that cruise ship since March.
Hello?
Hi, Aunt Karen.
What? Can you see me? Is the video on? I can't hear you. Why don't people talk on the phone like normal anymore? Why won't they let me off this boat? Hello?
Aunt Karen found herself in limbo.
Hello?
After taking a cruise in late March.
What?
Can't get into the United States. Can't go anywhere else.
They say I can go to the Bahamas, but I'd have to swim. It's so hot there anyway. The food on this boat is terrible. I told the captain I'm writing a strongly worded Yelp review.
That's great, Aunt Karen.
What? I have a headache. I drank too much of the cheap champagne they serve here and made it with one of the pool boys last night. No one on this boat knows how to please a woman. And my hair is frizzy.
Bye, Aunt Karen.
What? Hello? What? I still can't see the video. Is this even on? I'm calling the Zoom people. Why can't we just talk on the phone like normal people? Hello?
The next evening, Christmas Eve.
Okay, Kevin. I think we're ready. The booby traps are set.
Boobies.
Trap number one is the classic banana peels on the stairs. As soon as those murder hornets hit the steps, they'll slip and fall.
I don't know. That seems a little boring, Kevin.
And you smell like compost in August. But yeah, you're right. I think I forgot something.
You mean like Mom and Dad forgot us? Again?
They forgot me. And they don't even remember where you came from. Better look at the out-of-print KISW classic book of booby traps.
Boobies.
Let's see.
Oh, damn! I knew it! It says for full effect, we need to put something wet and slippery on the banana peels.
KY Warming Gel!
The second trap is the old doorknob tied to a string, tied to a spatula, tied to a toaster, tied to this plant-based meat cannon. When they walk through the back door, they'll get blasted with plant-based meat and a piece of toast.
Meat cannon? Do we have the bean blaster too?
Focus.
What's that? It's coming from the basement.
Oh, that's just Sarah. She lives down there. She's never moving out.
Hey!
Finally, trap number three. This is the light switch tied to an elf on the shelf, tied to a sheet of paper, tied to a super soaker filled with hand sanitizer.
A sheet of paper and hand sanitizer?
When they turn on the lights, they get a paper cut on the finger and then the hand sanitizer on the paper cut.
Oh, that's gonna sting. It's gonna burn like hot soup. But I don't know, Kevin. Do you think we should close with the meat cannon?
Son of a bitch, Kevin, you're right. We'll close with the meat cannon. Let's make some adjustments.
Okay, Kevin, here they come.
Bitches.
What the F?
They didn't slip and fall on the banana peels and the lube.
Of course we didn't. We're hornets. We don't use stairs.
Unfortunately, for the Kevins, the murder hornets flew right past the first trap.
Epic fail.
Maybe they'll fall into the paper cut device.
Well, here they come.
That's right, bitches. We don't need lights. We're hornets. We have night vision. And we don't have fingers. Bitches.
Okay, Kevin. Now for the grand booby trap.
Boobies.
Meat cannon!
Here they come.
Oh no! Plant-based meat? What the?
Y'all ain't got no real meat?
I need some meat! What's so funny? We need meat! I'm looking for meat!
I think that joke has gone far enough. Am I ever gonna get that damn Pepsi?
Hey, boys. Beautiful day for baseball out there. Really swung for the fences on that one. That's a solid four base blast.
Woo!
The Murder Hornets went to jail that night, where they spent many years. One day, they decided to get busy living or get busy dying. So they tunneled out behind Miles' poster of a shirtless John Denver in cutoffs.
Bitches.
They climbed through 500 yards of shit and came out.
Clean on the other side.
That's a relief.
No. Covered in feces. 5 football fields worth of prison poo-poo and pee-pee. Now they live happily together somewhere in Mexico, where they build wooden boats.
Hello?
Aunt Karen finally got off the boat, only to almost immediately get thrown in jail.
What?
After refusing to wear a mask in the grocery store and punching one of those kids who bring the carts in from the parking lot.
It's too hard to breathe and walk in those things. Plus, I like to drink my coffee when I shop.
Coach Ted made some new friends after spending way too much time on the internet and recently moved to a large undeveloped parcel of land near the Canadian border in northern Idaho.
Gotta keep your head on a swivel, young man. Never know when they're coming for you.
Woo!
These days, the Kevins are still home alone, together. And Sarah still lives in the basement.
Hey!
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Happy holidays.
Alrighty.
This has been the socially distanced KISW Players in the Non-Union presentation of Home Alone 2020, Quarantine Together. Starring BJ Shea as Kevin McAllister, Steve Miggs as the other Kevin McAllister, Miles Montgomery and Steve the Thrill Hill as Murder Hornet Marv and Murder Hornet Harry.
Yeah, this Harry fellow. I remember him from the 80s.
Yeah, I want to see what he makes there, Meist.
Yeah, I'm going to braid something.
I'm going to ask him to kiss mine and ours.
B. Ted Smith as Old Coach Ted. Taryn Daly as Aunt Karen. Danny as the delivery driver. Mike Hawk as porn star number one.
Yeah, it feels weird talking about the porn stars and the Mike Hawk fella.
Yeah, but his name is right there.
Yeah, position one.
Vicky B is porn star number two.
This German's not touching that one.
Yeah, but I plan to.
Oh.
With the one-night skinless weasel.
Yeah.
Ryan Castle is Sergeant Balzac.
Well, so I know how he gets that name.
Yeah, he always walks around with his pants down.
Yeah, and he has probably one of the dirtiest badges I've ever seen.
The Reverend Infuego is the guy who says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Kevin Deers is the guy that yells, Slayer! Sarah is the girl who lives in the basement. Joey Dees is radio news person. John Wallace is Morgan Freeman. Sergeant Hair Club is the voice of the KY Warming Gel commercial. Again, written and produced by Ryan Castle and Taz.
From our dysfunctional family to yours, season's beatings. 99.9 KISW.